move it, move just it. Take it up. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up, and do it, and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock, 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 rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top, feel the shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hour number two of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Glad you're able to join the program here on this Wednesday morning. Hour number one was a blast. We talked basically all basketball during the first hour. I figured for hour number two that we change it up a bit. Obviously, we know that the conference finals tonight begins in earnest for the Boston Celtics. Game one at TD Garden, tip off at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. But there was a story that the NFL had basically released. It was an announcement, rather, that I figured that it'll be a good time to actually talk about this because, number one, being someone who is in sports media and someone who is very well versed and very much aware as to the media landscape of like where things are heading towards and the trends and so forth. I thought that this particular story was something that is very much worthy of conversation about. And for those of you that are watching this live on the Twitter live stream, thank you. I see you and I recognize you. Feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. So, in case if you did not hear the news was released by the NFL that one wild card game for the first time ever will be streaming exclusively. It is only going to be on streaming. It's not going to be on network television. Where would it be airing? It'll be airing exclusively on Peacock. So, yes, you heard that correct. The NFL has announced in which that they are going to be airing one of the wild card games that is airing this January exclusively on Peacock. So, as I was saying, in terms of the NFL deciding that one of the games was going to be airing on Peacock, it definitely drew a lot of reaction and understandably so. But the way I look at it is this, and I want to talk about this for just a moment because there are a lot of people who feel strongly about this, and I don't have a problem with it at all. I really don't. People are so accustomed to the traditional pick up the clicker and layman's terms, pick up the remote for those of you that don't live in New England or live in Mass. Pick up the clicker, turn on the TV, go to the channel, find it, boom, easy peasy. Well, the industry is heading towards in which it's going to be streaming. It's streaming television is going to be the future of television in broadcast media. We saw it last year when the NFL decided that they were going to move the Thursday night package to Amazon. And that should have really gave you a first inkling of the direction where the NFL and pro sports are heading. Because this is not something that is new. Major League Baseball has a streaming deal with Apple Plus TV. And they also do have a deal with NBC, with NBC Universal, where they have the Sunday game, the Sunday leadoff game. They'll air one of those games only on NBC and Peacock. All of the other games, they're broadcasted exclusively on Peacock, streaming. The NHL, they have the TV deal with ESPN and TNT. Regular season, they have, what, maybe 80% of the games that are broadcast on ESPN properties on ESPN Plus only. The other 25%, ESPN ABC. Now, I'm talking specifically just ESPN only. I'm not talking about TNT. But the point that I'm making is this. While I absolutely understand the frustration, while I understand why people are not entirely thrilled with the fact that the NFL is going to air one singular wildcard game on Peacock exclusively, this is the reality of where sports television and broadcasting is heading. It is heading towards streaming. It's been the trend for a while. This is not something entirely new. This is not something that is entirely, oh my God, like this is like a culture shock. Not really. Because again, you go back to last season, the first time ever the NFL had a singular package, a TV package specifically for streaming, Amazon Prime. And ladies and gentlemen, don't you dare be surprised if in the future, and I'm saying this, if in the future, that the NFL says, you know what? We did one game, a playoff game, streaming. Don't be surprised someday in the future that the NFL says, you know what? We are going to air one conference championship exclusively on Paramount Plus, which is Paramount is the parent company of CBS. Don't be surprised. Do not be surprised. And I know some of you are going to say, Shukri, you're out of your effing mind. No, I'm not. That is real. That is a very real possibility because, again, look at the trend. Look at where sports media is heading towards. Look at how people are consuming the product differently. All of those things matter. The NFL and pro sports pays attention. They pay attention to how the consumer, like they consume the product that's on TV. And look at technology, ladies and gentlemen. You don't gotta like or agree with what I have to say. But here's the truth. The truth is that, hell, look at how you're watching TV now. You're watching Hulu, right? Right. You're watching Netflix, right? You're watching, what else? Amazon Prime, right? So, sports really isn't any different. The only difference is you got the older heads, and I say this respectfully, that are complaining about, I don't want to have to go and exit and go into a third-party app and to log in my credentials, log in, reset password. You know, that memorable rant that Felger went on about complaining about having to go onto ESPN Plus, log in, reset, all that fun stuff. I'm not going to, no. This will be the time, if you haven't already, start working on it. Start practicing on it. Why? Because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. Because if you're one who watches the NFL on Amazon Prime like you did last season, you know full and well that this is something that the league is going to be trending towards in very short order. They already started with Amazon Prime. Now they got a playoff game, Wild Card Weekend exclusively on Peacock. Yeah, it's happening, ladies and gentlemen. You ain't got to like the change, but you sure as hell got to get with the times. Or you'll just get left behind. It ain't my words. That's just the God-honest truth of reality of the world that we live in today. It just is. So the number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in as we are now off and running in hour number two of the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford as we are going to take a music break as coming up next, there's a story that broke last night in the NHL that is absolutely worth talking about. And I do think this could potentially have major ramifications for the NHL. I'm going to tell you exactly what that story is, that and much more coming up next here in the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Pressed the wrong button, Shani. That's my fault. I was not purposely being a prick. I promise you. I was not at all. That was me pressing the wrong button. We're about to come back on the air in about 3 minutes. 3 minutes on the
mat on the floor, take a little time, come and see, move me, give a little sign.
I'll be there after a while if you want my
Welcome back to the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tuss Free From Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. As it's been a blast so far as we've been, you know, doing the show now. I can't believe it. It's been almost 4 years come July 6th. 4 years I've been doing this show here on 91.5 FM WMFO. I don't take it for granted. I know just how hard it is to even get an opportunity to do your own sports radio show, especially let alone in this market. So that's something that I'm grateful for every single day. And even as far as like my career is concerned with the continual growth and progressions that I've been able to make, it's still pretty amazing to be able to have my own show, my own chair. Well, not my own chair, literally, but you get what I'm saying. Like, to have my own time slot, to be able to grind, to be able to put in the work as a radio host to get better at what I do. So, with that being said, there was a story that broke last night in the NHL that I want to spend a little bit of time talking about, because this is a news that I do believe it will have major ramifications. And it's one that I do think that if you give it some serious thought, this is bad news for the league. This is bad news for the fan base that is going to certainly impact the most. And that is that the people of Tempe, Arizona, rejected a deal in which that it would have, you know, it would have at least allowed the city of Tempe to work and construct a new arena in Tempe, Arizona. So this is from Greg Wyshynski of ESPN. As the article dropped late last night, well, it was technically early this morning. The Arizona Coyotes plan to build a new arena in Tempe as part of a $2.1 billion entertainment district was rejected by voters on Tuesday, and the team said its future will be evaluated by our owners and the NHL in the coming weeks. The NHL is terribly disappointed by the results of the public referenda regarding the Coyotes arena project in Tempe, League Commissioner Gary Bettman said in a statement. We are going to review with the Coyotes what the options might be going forward, unquote. And it's just disheartening. It's disheartening because this is a franchise that has had to relocate once before. They were the original Winnipeg Jets before they relocated to Arizona in 1996. Obviously, remember the Winnipeg Jets, they moved back to Winnipeg after they were initially the Atlanta Thrashers, but they moved back prior to the 2011-2012 season. But this has never been a question about can hockey work in Arizona? Because the answer to that question, the truth is yes, it can. When the Coyotes are good and there's investment into the team, this is something that it can, in fact, work in Arizona. The problem is that they've had problems in regards to securing a long-term home. They had previously been playing at their former home, I believe it was in Phoenix, but unfortunately, the truth is that. With very little funding from the owner, and as well as very little support from like the local officials, who have not been very kind in terms of the rent situation that was for the Coyotes, it's truly a shame. It is truly a shame, like, to see where this is heading towards. It wouldn't surprise me if the Coyotes had to relocate again, but Gary Bettman is basically fighting tooth and nail to keep this team in Arizona. And I know there are a lot of people that are out there that are saying, why not just relocate the team back to to Quebec City or any other like hockey market or hockey ready market that is ready to embrace an NHL team. I say not so fast. Not so fast. I wouldn't even move the Coyotes just yet, unless they were left with absolutely no choice. Only then, and only then, would I even consider it. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Let's go to Shanid, who is a loyal follower of mine and a fan of mine on social media. She calls into the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. What's going on, Shanid? Where are you calling from this morning?
Today, I'm calling from Natick, Massachusetts.
What's going on? How are you doing?
I'm in high school, but I'm totally free for today. Yeah, I'm doing great. I totally agree with most of your points. I think it's just really disappointing that the thing wasn't passed. Not only was it not passed, it was not passed by, like, a wide margin. I think they posted, like, the voter results, and it's, like, it's like a 12%, you know, difference in who voted no and who voted yes. So it's absolutely not happening. And I kind of want to go on one of your points. You were talking about how you weren't ready to move the Coyotes just yet. I think it's the only option at this point. I mean, they don't want you in Phoenix. They don't want you in Tempe. And if they don't want you by a wide margin in Tempe, they're probably not going to want you in, like, the surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. They've been trying to do this for, like you said, 1996, and they haven't gotten a cup. They haven't really gone, you know, anywhere. Of course, there's, like, still some young stars on the team, like Clayton Keller, who's absolutely tearing it up.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, what do you have? I think the only choice is relocation. And, like, there's just so many other factors, like what's going to happen to their AHL team? What's going to happen to their draft picks? You know, they have to move, and they have to move now. Because they can't play permanently at the Mullet Arena, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for like you said, I totally agree. I don't think that it's right to move the Coyotes to like a hockey ready market like Quebec City, because it's just, I feel like this team kind of belongs in the South. It belongs with all the other expansion teams. It belongs with like Southern hockey, like. I think a few people pointed it out, but, like, all the teams that are remaining in the Stanley Cup playoffs, they're all Southern teams.
Yeah.
They're all from the South. And I think it's a great testament to say how Southern people, they love hockey if you give them a chance. They love hockey. It may not snow there,
and
but they're big hockey fans, and they're willing to get into it.
And, Shanita, it's a great point that you bring up, because you look at Carolina, and I think back to 2006 specifically. I mean, Carolina was already a terrific hockey market, specifically in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's already a terrific hockey market, but I think back to 2006 when the Hurricanes won their first and only Stanley Cup, and there was something that Gary Bettman said when he was about to hand the cup off to then Carolina Hurricanes captain and now their current head coach, Ron Brindamore, in which that he basically said he was wondering whether if hockey would actually work in Carolina, and he said, you know what, it turned out that it can work, and the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes was right. But those listening, you can pull up the video on YouTube. But Carolina in the South, I feel like it worked. The hockey can in fact work like down south, and I actually agree with you. Because, like, you know what's funny? Sarah Sirian, another follower of mine on Twitter, she came out with a really interesting article yesterday talking about, because this is such a non-traditional conference final matchup in terms of, like, traditional hockey markets not being in the Final Four. We're talking about Dallas, Vegas, Carolina, and Florida, like the Florida Panthers, specifically the Miami area, that this is a time where they really are going to show that, hey, like, hockey can thrive in a non-traditional hockey market. So Shanine, I'm actually there with you, and that's just part of the reason why, like, if the Coyotes are going to relocate, I really would prefer for it to stay south, stay in a southern part of the United States, maybe Houston. There's four cities that right now I wouldn't mind seeing the Coyotes if it came to that. Houston, as I just mentioned, Quebec City being the other. Why not Kansas City? because hockey has proven that it can work in Missouri. The St. Louis Blues has had their success over a number of years, held even decades, should I even add. And the other one, I would say, controversial, I'm willing to give Atlanta another chance. That's just me. But that is just me.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree with you, except for the Atlanta point. I agree. It has to be a Southern city. I mean, I even saw some for Salt Lake City in Utah.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be great because, on a side note, I am a huge fan of the Kachina and the logos. I just think they look so clean, so nice. So I'd love for that, you know, Desert City to be continued with, like, the logo and design of the Coyotes. But anyways, yeah, I think that it's been proven time and time again. Southern hockey works. Midwestern hockey works. Like Kansas, more teams in Texas, just everything. It's the right direction.
Right.
And I think it's the league knows that. And so when they're discussing about what's the future of the Arizona Coyotes, because remember, they still have some high picks in the 2023 draft.
Correct, yeah.
And hold on 1 second.
You're good. So in continuation for right – yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, one last thing. It's just that I don't think it's to Atlanta. Like, I know there's a huge population in Atlanta. There's a lot of sports teams. But the thing is, the league and the NHL and Gary Bettman specifically has tried again and again and again to play hockey in Atlanta. Doesn't work. And maybe if you get an AHL team down there or ECHL team, that works. That's a different story. But for now, every time you bring hockey to Atlanta, the crowds don't show up. It just doesn't work. But anywhere else, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, and I do think that part of it is got to be the lack of investment into the team, and part of it is also got to be the facility where it plays, which is part of the reason why, like, if that were to happen, let's say if they were to go back to Atlanta, which, I mean, we obviously know that it hasn't worked before, that it wouldn't be in Atlanta proper. I think it'll be like somewhere like, let's say, Cumberland. Like, just, I'm just using that as an example. Like, for example, the Atlanta Braves, they moved out of Atlanta proper. They play in Cumberland, Georgia now, like just outside of this, north of Atlanta. So I would look at this and say, if it came to this point, and I just know that Bettman is going to fight tooth and nail for this, there is one place where I could really see this really working, and I really do think that that Salt Lake City would probably be the most ideal, because this is a market that already obviously has the Utah Jazz, and the owner for the Jazz, Ryan Smith, he already met with Bettman within the past year. And the only thing that I would just be a little concerned about is, can it work at Vivint Arena, which only seats 14,000 for hockey, which is not like typical of, like, in terms of like a hockey capacity like situation. So that it is definitely something that I would at least like give it like some serious thought about. And Shanita, I just want to say thank you for calling into the show this morning. Much appreciated, as always.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. And one of the things that I think of when you think of potential markets where this could work, you got to think of like the fans. You got to think of, is the building ready? Can it host hockey? Kansas City, I would absolutely be open to it. Quebec City, hell, I know a lot of people that are clamoring for the return of the Quebec Nordiques. But since we are in the here and the now, I just hope that somehow, some way, Gary Bettman is able to keep that team in Arizona and at least come to some sort of a resolution. And if not, at least find a permanent new home for the Coyotes. Although it would be painful to see the Coyotes leave Arizona, which I do think it's a terrific hockey market when the team is having success. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the program, in which we are now closing down towards the end of the show, so we're going to go for another music break here. Coming up next, If I told you that one of life's most simplest hacks could be the most interesting, would you believe me? If one of life's most simplest hacks that I feel not enough people do, but specifically men, would you believe me? I'll tell you exactly what I'm thinking and what that is coming up next here in the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, South Street Farm Radio.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Open up the champagne, pop. It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house. And you know that you wanna stay. Close the blinds, let's pretend that the time has changed. Keep our clothes on the floor, open up champagne. Let's continue tonight, come on, celebrate. That's how we do. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house, baby, take control now. We can't even slow down, we don't have to go out. Welcome to my house, play that music too now. Show me what you do now, we don't have to go out. Welcome to my house.
Duck off the crib, the spot, the pad. But my house is your house if you throwing it back. Excuse me if my home draining is sad. Soon as these happy faces land, you can run with the cash. Home run, slam dunk, touchdown pass. Mi casa es tu casa, so it ain't no holding back. Another shot of vodka, you know what's in my glass. It's my house, just relax.
Welcome to my house, baby, take control now. We can't even slow
hit the brakes,
down.
Hit the brakes,
we don't have to.
Come to
my house, play that music too loud.
my house.
I, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. So, it's been a spectacular nearly 2 hours now on here on the airwaves in which I figured that I would end the show on a little bit of a lighter note, so to speak. And I'll be the first to tell you that one of the things that I've learned along the way is that, you know what's amazing? What's amazing like to me is that when you learn and apply new life hacks as you get older, I'm telling you, it's a game changer. It changes things. It changes everything. Like, case in point, over the weekend, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I'm not gonna, you know, feed you garbage. But over the weekend, I had two dates. Yes, you heard correct. I had two separate dates. And if it wasn't for my epic screw up in terms of time management on Saturday, I would have had two back-to-back dates. But either way, I had two dates over the weekend. Both went very well. And I have this rule of thumb that I think men, I want to talk to the men specifically for just a moment. Ladies, if you got thoughts on what I'm about to talk about, please feel free to call in. I'm all about open dialogue and conversation. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So, I had a couple of dates over the weekend, and yours truly was looking rather scruffy. I was looking rather unkempt, and I said, you know, here's what I'm not going to do. What I'm not going to do is show up and meet these two fine, beautiful women and look all sort of out of shape or out of sorts. I wasn't going to do that. I said, no. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go and get a haircut. And I realized in that same breath, not only should you go get a haircut, you should also wear some fine cologne. Put some bomb cologne on, get a haircut, and watch and just notice silently how many people start looking at you. They look at you different. They look at you like, damn, he smelled good. And he looked good too. Yep, gotcha. And life hack, because not enough men do this. And I know this is a sports talk show, but to hell with sports for right now. I want to talk about this because how many times, more often than not, do we know of guys or men in our lives that are single and that they're about to go out and meet a woman? You know, after they got their number, had a couple of conversations, you know, hey, you know, I'm interested. I just want to, you know, I want to take you on a date sometime and whatnot. Only to leave the home and head to that said date looking rough. And when I say looking rough, I mean your beard ain't lined up. It's all over the place. It's not neat. You don't have a fresh cut. Or you're not wearing your best cologne, or at least looking decent. Yeah, that's a problem. That's a big problem. You know, I have this personal rule of thumb. And honestly, I'll give my mom credit for this one. Make sure that I always shower before I leave the house. That's just a given. Hell, even as a single or bachelor man who lives by himself now, and I go out a lot, pretty much almost every day. I'm never, ever, you know, in the house an entire day unless I'm just dead exhausted and I can't move, which really doesn't even happen anymore. I always shower. throw on some real good cologne, deodorant, of course. It goes without saying. Make sure that I look at least decent. Like, you can't go out anywhere and not look decent. At least have, like, get a decent haircut. Like, if you want to meet a woman for the first time, you want to look your best. You want to look good. You want to smell good. Because that's the other part of it, too. Like, you want to go and, you know, meet people. If you want to go out somewhere, any place, and meet single people, single women, or whatever, whatever type of woman that you're into, the one thing that makes you unforgettable is how you look and how you smell. If you look good and you smell good, that makes you stand out. Because some people have some horrible hygiene. So I'm sitting here this morning telling you, like, whatever you do, if you got a first date, let's say later this week, let's say Friday night or Saturday night, go get a haircut, please. And at bare minimum, make sure that you do not have any body odor. And at bare minimum, go get you some cologne or some oil-based cologne that will last you a long time. I wear oil-based cologne and it lasts me all day and all night. It works. So it can be done. Make sure you look good. You're going out to impress, right? You should always leave your house trying to look at least decent, looking at least presentable. You don't know who's watching. You don't know who's paying attention. Who's checking you out? Hell, I know. Let's just keep it all the way a buck. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. As we got a few minutes left, we're going to take one last music break here on the Shukri Wright Show and here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tuss-Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. As we're now in the final couple of minutes left in the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Quick programming note, I will be back again tomorrow, God willing, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., 1 hour tomorrow, to talk about Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. That starts at TD Garden. Heat Celtics. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm fired up. As we are now approaching, a little under 10 hours until tip-off for Game 1. So I'm pretty sure the excitement is building here in the city of Boston across New England for the Celtics. Their time is now. This is a phenomenal opportunity for them to win a championship. It's a phenomenal opportunity for them to prove that they finally can get over the hump. They got to the finals last year. Anything less than banner number 18 hanging at TD Garden will be a colossal disappointment. And that is just the truth. So, finally, in conclusion, whatever you do tonight, enjoy watching Game 1, whether if you're going to the bars in Boston or watching it from home. Enjoy it. We're in the middle of May and the Celtics are still playing basketball, something that the Bruins should still be active playing, but I don't want to go there, so I'm not going to go there. So with that being said, enjoy Game 1 tonight of the Eastern Conference Finals here on the Shukri Wright Show. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Can't wait. 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., 1 hour show only, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright signing off. It's been a blast. Hope to talk to you again tomorrow. Can't wait. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss-Free Farm Radio.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.